That certainly is probably the top priority right now for many of the southern states, is being prepared for the potential catastrophic impact of that issue. And the economic impact is huge for everybody in Alabama. You know, it's not just the agriculture and poultry folks that are interested in this issue. Poultry is such an important industry in Alabama. Somewhere between in excess of $15 billion economic impact annually. So it could be a real serious thing for everybody.
Now, the Alabama legislature has yet to finalize a budget for the new fiscal year, and McMillan knows dollars to help with any effort should this disease affect the state's poultry industry will be important.
Today, we certainly don't have the resources to deal with something like this in a very big if it becomes a big expensive issue. So we see this as a possible positive that the legislature did not finish with the general fund budget, because maybe it'll give us an opportunity to get a supplemental appropriation or a conditional appropriation that will come into play this fall if this becomes a problem.
And as he said, this is an issue of concern for many states here in the South, and they will be taking part in a meeting about avian influenza next month in Georgia.
Alabama, and I think probably several other states, Commissioner Black in Georgia has asked us to come over there and sit in on what they are doing with their planning process in Georgia and keep up with the latest information. And incidentally, there are weekly phone calls hosted by USDA, the Animal and Plant Health section of that, to get everybody the latest scientific information as well as practical information on how we can deal with it.
Now, Commissioner McMillan was recently named president of the Southern Agriculture Commissioners Association, and he said this was a major topic at that meeting.
Yeah, it's a good organization where we try to all work together in the 15 southern states to share information, and it extends way beyond the commissioners and secretaries to the staff on different issues like the avian influenza. This is certainly a prime time where an organization like that can be extremely helpful to all of us.
To learn more, just go to our website, southeastagnet.com. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.